Facebook's WhatsApp yesterday started blocking links to the competing messaging service Telegram. Dun, dun, dun. Russell Brandom is a reporter for The Verge and joins us to talk about it. Hey, Russell, how are you doing today?
Good, good. Great to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, WhatsApp is treating links to Telegram like spam, essentially turning the URL into a dead link that can't be tapped to open, and also preventing links from being copied and therefore pasted. Is there any justifiable reason why Telegram links might be treated as spam?
I don't think so. And I think the way that they're doing it is also very sloppy and not really well. So people have looked into the code that's doing this, and it's just searching for anything with Telegram in the URL. So you see here, telegram.me is the URL for the service Telegram, but there's also telegram.org, telegram.com is actually a newspaper in Massachusetts, the Worcester Telegram Gazette, and they're also being blocked. So if you send someone a link to a news story from that newspaper, they just are cut off from any traffic from WhatsApp, which I think is really puzzling and a very strange thing for them to do. I mean, it's also, so the other thing is that, and we don't know exactly the timing on this, but Telegram's Facebook page has also been taken down, which I think is just really alarming. I think, you know, Facebook is a huge, anyone working in media knows Facebook is a huge driver of traffic. It's a big gateway for how people experience the internet at this point. Facebook, you know, I've been emailing them for comment, I think four times since yesterday, and they have been very, very quiet on this. WhatsApp has been very, very quiet on this. So far, it's only in the Android version, I think because of the update that was deployed was hasn't reached iOS yet, but it's pretty spooky, honestly.
So, Russell, this is something, of course, that's been happening in the past, of course. They have a history of this sort of thing, Facebook I'm talking about. Is this related to what Facebook has done in the past, but or do you think this is a kind of isolated instance?
Well, I mean, we've seen – so most recently there was a sort of another social network, tsur.co, that Wired did some reporting on that was – in some ways sort of scammy. It was saying, well, we're going to return advertising revenue to you. So if you link to a thing and through our network and it gets a lot of traffic, you'll see some monetary reward for that. And Facebook said, you know, this sounds like a Ponzi scheme, which it kind of does. And then they not only blocked links to that site, but links to any coverage of the site. And actually, there was a Tech News Today podcast about it that sort of fell into this. And it's a little that in that case, you say, OK, you know, maybe they were overreacting, but we sort of see the core thing is they want to protect users from scams. And so that's, you know, they had this pre-existing policy that this is in violation of. The thing with Telegram is I don't see what the pre-existing policy would be. Telegram, I think lots of people use it for lots of different things. You know, there have been some recent coverage of, oh, ISIS is congregating on Telegram, but it's certainly not the bulk of how people are using Telegram. Generally, it's just a messaging service that has some private functions and uses encryption. And, you know, it's just a place for people to talk. So that's why I think, and also we haven't heard anything from Facebook on in terms of, okay, this is the policy that is why this would be blocked. It's just very puzzling. And I keep sort of wondering if, I mean, in the past when we've seen blocks like this from Facebook, they've been very quick to retract it. And sort of in the next couple of days, they would say, oh, we were sorry, you know, this was a code that got deployed. We were sort of moving fast and breaking things, but obviously this isn't in line with our policies. And so I think, I mean, Telegram has said, you know, in a statement to us that that's kind of what they expect to happen here. And if that doesn't happen, then I think it starts to be a little bit alarming. I mean, I also wonder if this was something that was deployed on the WhatsApp side, maybe sort of independent of Telegram's Facebook page. If WhatsApp just decided, you know, we're tired of losing users to Telegram and sort of deployed it without thinking of maybe is this in line with larger Facebook policy? And now, you know, behind the scenes, there's some conflict between them because we know the two teams operate, you know, more or less independently. So that there's a little bit of sort of Facebook Kremlinology that I think is interesting to wonder about. But at the moment, it's sort of wait and see. Like, what are they actually going to stand behind this?
Well, and going down the Kremlinology hole, I'm curious, is there any possibility that there's a logical reason for this? Like, I remember reading that Telegram was popular among terrorists, and that was something that came out during all the Paris stuff. And so not to say, obviously, everyone who's using Telegram is a terrorist, but is there a possibility that they're reacting or even overreacting to something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible, but I also think, I mean, I could imagine someone seeing that and thinking, oh, well, okay, this is terrible. I mean, I think genuinely it's worth just stating that it is true that they've found ISIS accounts sort of on Telegram and those conversations have been happening there. That's a very, very small portion of the people using Telegram at a given time. So you're really using, you know, you're sort of going after the fly that's in your house with a machine gun and shooting up your whole house, right? I mean, I think a huge overreaction. And then also, I mean, from a policy perspective, if you block every link to a service that might be hosting that terrorists might be going to, you just sort of cut off. I mean, it makes no sense as a policy, right? You're just cutting off these huge services and not really, you know, terrorists will just find some other way to talk, as we've seen over and over, right? And I also don't think this isn't something that I can't imagine an intelligence service saying to WhatsApp, you know, well, we're seeing a lot of terrorists talking on Telegram. It's really bad. Why don't you stop providing outbound links to that? That seems sort of like it wouldn't really do anything to fight terrorism. So that's really puzzling too. And then the other thing, I mean, the other sort of elephant in the room is that WhatsApp is a Telegram competitor, right? But it's also much larger than Telegram. So it's not, you know, you might expect if you know, Google and Facebook are fighting and a lot of more people are using Facebook than are using Google Plus, and then suddenly Facebook links start redirecting to Google Plus and you're thinking, oh, okay, Google's using their power to prop up this product. But lots of people are using WhatsApp. So it's not that they need some help in the fight with Telegram. They're doing quite well in the messaging business, right? They're really sort of walking away with it. So it seems weird that it seems like overkill that they would block these links to sort of go after a competitor that is not, I mean, a significant competitor, but they're doing just fine. They could continue to have, you know, I mean, I think the damage from, oh, WhatsApp is being creepy, you know, blocking outbound links for no good reason